Terminator Dark Fate cannot escape the repetitive revisionist past. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PanAndSlam.com, and today I am reviewing Terminator Dark Fate. All right, the Terminator franchise has continually tried to reinvent itself this millennium. About every 5 years or so, a new Terminator entry comes out that tells audiences this is it. Ignore the previous sequels other than James Cameron's The Terminator from 1984 and Terminator 2 Judgment Day, and that this is the fresh spin on the timeline and the start of an upcoming trilogy to follow. Terminator Dark Fate is no exception, claiming to be the definitive sequel to T2 because of James Cameron's involvement as producer and co-writer. This is the sixth Terminator movie, and it is one of the most unimaginative films in the series. The addition of creator James Cameron returning in a secondary form does not make Terminator Dark Fate any better. Perhaps if he directed the film, it would have made a difference, but instead, Tim Deadpool Miller has his hands tied with an uninspired script and young, attractive actors who have the screen presence and charisma equivalent to a gerbil. The movie opens up with a scene from T2 with Linda Hamilton as Sarah Connor in the mental institution warning everyone about Judgment Day, spliced in between the Paramount and Skydance logos. This makes it clear that Terminator Dark Fate is going to center on the Sarah Connor character as the tough mother of the future. It does and it doesn't. She does not show up until about 20 or 30 minutes into the film, and when she does, boy, is it a convenient entrance. The kind that most superheroes get in their own movie with a lot of anticipation and hoping to garner applause from the audience. Sarah Connor appears almost magically in the middle of a highway chase between our younger generation heroes and a new, more diabolical and seemingly invincible Terminator. The new evolved villain really makes one miss the stealth performance of Robert Patrick as the T-1000 from Terminator 2. It also does not help that the people he's trying to kill are more like generic cardboard cutouts than they are convincing fighters of the future that need to survive to save mankind. One of the best aspects of Terminator Dark Fate is Linda Hamilton. It is energizing to see a 60-plus-year-old woman headline a major Hollywood action film and also show her age on screen rather than attempt to look younger. One will really wish that the script gave her more to do, or at least more realistic timing for her to do it. The action scenes themselves are subpar and will make you wish you just stayed home to watch Terminator 2. It is really sad that the special effects from a 1991 summer blockbuster hold up better and are clearer than the CGI mess of special effects in Terminator Dark Fate. James Cameron and Stan Winston really made a special creation back when computer effects were only in their infancy with T2. Terminator Dark Fate is uglier and sloppier than many action films this year. It's hard to make out what is actually happening, and when it is bright enough, the visuals are not impressive. Terminator Dark Fate is also trapped with the fact that it's a product of 2019. The girl power message is a little heavy-handed at times, and so is the liberal agenda of making the detention camps on the U.S.-Mexico border look not only bad for the refugees, but also filled with incompetent workers. The anti-technology message is still there, as it is in all Terminator films, but Dark Fate adds nothing new, just restating that technology is bad, and if humans are not careful, machines will become the next step in evolution, making mankind extinct. The ad campaign for Terminator Dark Fate ruins a few of the surprises, although it leaves one early on that is jarring, but shows promise that this movie may go to dangerous places few blockbusters dare risk to go. Alas, it does not. And Arnold Schwarzenegger shows up and does exactly what the trailers indicate he will. One of the biggest flaws with Terminator Dark Fate is that it does not utilize Arnold's strengths as an actor. This is a joyless movie, and even though a lot of people had qualms with Terminator 3 and Terminator Genesis, at least those movies had some sense of fun and used Arnie's charms to their favor. Dark Fate takes itself almost as seriously as the Christian Bale-led Terminator Salvation from 2009. This movie is a joyless slog, and it missed a lot of opportunities to add levity in a natural way or humor to pay homage to the first two films. A few of the main characters on this adventure are Mexican, and not one time did anyone utter the phrase, "Hasta la vista, baby." There are some stupid, insipid jokes about potato chips and Texas, but they fall flat. Terminator Dark Fate is a missed opportunity and just another failed attempt to revive the Terminator franchise, which proves that without James Cameron writing and directing the series he created, it will continue to be an exercise in futility. Skip Terminator Dark Fate, watch Terminator 1 and 2, or check out Terminator Genesis from 2015, a failed first attempt in a new Terminator trilogy that never materialized. Most people dislike this movie, but I found it to be a fun ride. A far cry from the James Cameron-directed films, but the best in the series since the first two. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PanAndSlam.com. Live long, prosper, and watch movies.